but they've just got to.
What can we do here in the United States? What can the administration do in order to try to help facilitate that?
It's really limited. It's like watching a family member who's about to marry somebody they really shouldn't marry. You can provide advice. There's not a lot more you can do.
Let me just take that another step further, and Dr. Lockman or Mr. Ashish, please chime in if you'd like. But what can we do in the United States, recognizing the issues that are over in Europe right now and how potentially disastrous they could be? What can we be doing here in Congress to try to help insulate that crisis for the American taxpayer?
I think that what one can do is base one's policy on realistic assumptions. I would agree with Mr. Elliott that there's not much one can do about a dysfunctional political union where the political problems are huge. That I don't think that it's a question of dithering leadership. I think that it's a question that you've got electorates that really don't have their heart in wanting to bail out countries. You've got really very deep divisions how the burden should be shared politically, that the Germans have got a different view of the world than the French do. These are very deep differences that I'm not sure that there's a whole lot that we can do to resolve. The point is they got themselves into a currency arrangement that made very little sense. They didn't play by the rules for 10 years. I don't think that you can expect a very easy solution. These problems have been building for a long, long time. And in my career at the International Monetary Fund, I've never seen such huge public finance imbalances and external imbalances in a fixed currency arrangement than we've got in Europe, you know, which doesn't give me much hope that this is going to have a happy outcome.